The wait after the bye is always long. After a loss, it seems longer. After two losses, forever. Finally, the Eagles have an opportunity to show that they are alive and very much a factor in the NFC East.
Coming into the Falcons game, we were very rested, and we had a great week of practice. You know, things were very snappy and quick. We were real confident going into the game.
You know, everyone says that this is the pivotal game for this regime. Well, you know what? They'll say the same thing next week because the games are so important.
Going into the game, I felt like the statement that we needed to make was show what kind of team we are. The start of the game didn't quite go how we planned it to. You know, the Falcons came out, ate up most of the clock in the first quarter.
Atlanta on their opening drive, they're 3-for-3 on third down. Shotgun. Ryan looks right. He is going for the end zone, and it is caught. Is it a touchdown? Yes. It is a touchdown to a wide open Drew Davis.
Our offense got off to a slow start. I think we went 3-and-out or 4-and-out for our first series, and before you know it, we were down 14-0 against an undefeated team, and they kind of got away from us quick.
It is second and goal from the three. Ryan fakes, goes back, he dumps it off, and Snelling runs in for the easy touchdown.
We've been down before, but it's not a hole you want to start in.
And Atlanta, with 32 seconds to go in an agonizing first quarter, is about to go up 14-0. This has been awful.
The whole thing with our first scoring drive is, you know, we covered some good ground. We marched down the field on them like we had so many times earlier in the year. And we put the ball in the end zone.
Backlund goes in motion, comes back to the near side. The give to McCoy, and he is in for the touchdown! His fourth of the season!
We know in the right situation, we can go ahead and march down the field on these guys. We can move the ball on them. It was easy to do. You know, that's the kind of confidence that builds that first scoring drive to let us know. You know, they're not some unstoppable, unbeaten team.
Ryan in the shotgun. Atlanta leading 14-7. Back goes Ryan again. He loads up. He is going deep. And it is caught. And running down the far sideline and in for the touchdown is Julio Jones. Falcons have had three possessions and scored touchdowns on all three.
Well, as a team, the Falcons seem to be very disciplined. You know, their offense and their defense all played together as one unit. You know, they're a very well-coached team. The balance was there. They played well.
Eagles going to their third straight defeat, the first time in the Andy Reid era that this team has come back and lost after the bye.
Well, as far as the state of the team right now, you know, we're all hanging together. It seems like you go through a point like this every year where you just need to block everything out and just lean on one another that's in the locker room with you, because they're the only ones that are going to help you get out of the situation.
Well, that will wrap things up for today. Next Monday night, the Eagles visit New Orleans. Mike and I will be at that not-so-Superdome to send you all the action.
Very crucial game coming up this week down in New Orleans. We're 3-4, coming off of a real tough loss. And we just need to go down there and play our game. This is very pivotal for both teams. We need to go down and make a statement. This is the perfect game to do it. Prime time, Monday night, us versus the Saints. You know, somebody's got to make a move.